Dante Dye is deep, as UV in the white uniforms with the purple pants, the purple helmet, and the lightning bolt, they will receive. They will go right to left. Delhi is in the home in the very traditional here maroon uniforms with the white trims as Bulldogs and white lettering across the front of the chest there. They will kick into the wind here to start off the second half. Or with the wind, excuse me.
Yep, they have the wind. So we'll see what they can do with the ball on the tee. They showed us what they could do punting it after the safety. So
here we go. Start of the second half in a very entertaining game. Does sound like a baseball score, 6-2, but it was a great first half with some nice offense, that's for sure, on both sides. Good kick here from Delhi, and this is going to sail over Dye's head and into the end zone, so UV will start on their own 20. Boy, kicking into with the wind today is really a big help.
It definitely is. I mean, you know, we talked about it the other night and the last couple of times. I've had you guess what the kick is going to be. Is it going to be onside? Is it going to be a pooch kick? Or is it going to kick deep? Well, with that wind, you put the ball up in the wind and let it go as far as it will.
And that really sailed. You could tell Dye was watching that one, and then it must have caught a big gust because it went right up over his head. So here we go. Start of the third quarter. UV leading Delhi 6-2. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us, whether you're on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. So here we go. Sterone under center. Here's the snap. And it's direct, and they'll go right up the middle, and you can tell that the Bulldogs talked about that at halftime, as Tyler Dibble was right there to rip him down.
Yeah, Tyler Dibble just ended that play before it even began. I mean, he ran off his outside linebacker spot and just made a great tackle of Sterone in the backfield and for a loss of about 1.5.
So this is going to be 2nd and 11 coming up here for UV. They go to Sterone. He's looking to throw to the right side. He's got Dye, and he gets tied up with his man on the outside. No flags on the play. UV was looking for pass interference, but it looks like they won't get it.
Yeah, it looked like it was incidental. Feet tangled up together, and that's what happened. So, but we do have a Delhi football player down on the ground right now.
Gillespie, who was on the coverage down on the far side of the field, we will hope that he's okay. So we'll take a injury timeout here. 11:28 to go, third quarter. It is UV 6, Delhi 2. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6-2 the score. Unadilla Valley on top of Delhi as we start the third quarter here. 3rd and 12 coming up for UV. Sean Gillespie a little shaken up on that play there for Delhi, but he seems to be okay as he gets back over here to the Delhi sideline.
Yeah, it looked like he might have caught a cramp or something, but he was tangled up his feet on the coverage, and that's what happened.
So Sterone on 3rd and 12 is flushed out of the pocket and maybe picks up 6 or 7 yards there before he's pushed out of bounds there by Delhi. But Sterone, when he gets to the edge, is so quick.
He is. He's really fast, and I'll tell you what, he reminds me of the quarterback for Norwich, the way he finishes his runs off and stuff. So I said it before, I don't really think he's the prototypical quarterback. I think he's, you know, he runs it out of the Wildcat a lot, and it looks like, you know, he's more of a running back than he is a quarterback.
Yeah,
but
Cole,
he can throw.
Cole Reifenberg, the QB for Norwich that we saw back on week one, is a very good quarterback and very quick, just like Sterone. So UV is going to take a timeout here to talk things over on 4th and 3. 11:18 to go third quarter. It's 6-2. UV on top of Delhi. We'll be right back. Second break on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Tim Cutting, Nate Lowell with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us. 4th and 3 coming up for UV. They took a timeout to talk things over. And will they punt this away, or are they going to go for it? It certainly looks like they're going to go for it. Yeah. Delhi has nobody back deep for a punt. They're going to go. So here they go. They got confidence. Sterone hits the hole, trying to move it forward, and he's going to be short on this one, Tim.
Yeah, he got stood up in the hole. I'm not sure who made that tackle from Delhi. That was absolutely perfect form tackling. Stood him right up in the air, and now they're going to get the ball. Delhi for the second or the first possession of the second half inside the 30-yard line of the Storm.
So that's an interesting call there on the 4th and 3. They had the confidence, come up just about a yard short. Great field position here for Delhi with 11:11 to go in this third quarter. UV on top of Delhi, 6-2. And now Delhi is going to start on the 29-yard line going left to right of UV.
And left to right is with the wind. So
with the wind, let's see if maybe they'll go to the air. Aloisio is split out to the right side. We know they like to go to him. Brannigan flushed out to the right side, trying to get around the corner, has nowhere to go, and he gets ripped down in the backfield. Great job there by Levi Reifenberg to bring him down.
They're calling him down, so it's going to be a sack and a loss of yards here. They're just, I think they're trying to determine whether or not. Yep, they did. They did give him they gave the Storm the sack, so he lost 8 yards on that play.
And he tried desperately to get to the edge, but UV was right there. Yeah,
somebody got a fistful of his jersey and would not let go.
That was Reifenberg making the play for the Storm. So a 2nd and 18 here for Delhi. That backs them up to about the 36-yard line. So that field position there that they started with going in the wrong direction so far here for DA. So 2nd and 18, 10.5 to go here, third quarter. 6-2 the score. UV on top of Delhi. Brannigan is under center. Here we go. Drops back, wants to throw again, but huge pass pressure. Ball is on the ground, and Delhi is going to cover it up once again. But Reifenberg coming through once again just clocked Brannigan, and another big loss of yardage on that for DA.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Reifenberg just put his helmet right between the ones on Brannigan's jersey and just absolutely planted him, and the ball came out. Luckily, his Delhi Bulldog teammates saw it and fell on it. Otherwise, that might have been 6 the other way.
Yeah, that ball was popped high up in the air, and the Storm were swarming on it there but couldn't get to it before Delhi could recover. So 3rd and 20 now as the ball is back to midfield, and Delhi really needs to get a big chunk of yards here. That big field position has not helped so far in this drive. Ashross comes again. Brannigan tosses it up, but it's too far up over the head of his receiver, and a flag coming out here.
Yep.
Well after the throw was out of Brannigan's hands.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it was a late hit because it was a late flag, and it did come from the official, or the referee.
9.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This would bring up 4th and 20, but let's see what the call is here from our officiating crew. 6-2 the score. UV leading Delhi here on the road at Delaware Academy today. And let's see if this is going to bring the ball up a little bit. It is. It's going to be against Unadilla Valley. So this could bring up a 4th and short situation, Tim.
Yeah, let's see what happens there. Yeah, roughing the passer was the call. And it's automatic first down. So because of the roughing of the passer, it's an automatic first down for Delhi.
So that strong defense there by UV, And that late call bails out Delhi, gives them a first and 10 ball on their 35-yard line, excuse me, on the UV 35-yard line. 9:20 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi trying to make the most of this drive and get some points early in the second half and perhaps take the lead. And now we'll have another flag on the play. Looks like a false start coming up here against Delhi, so this is going to back them right back up.
Yep. False start against the Bulldogs. Now it's going to be first and 15 from the Storm 40.
Boy, Delhi, kind of like a yo-yo here. Up the field, back. Up the field, back, depending on what's going on here with these penalties.
Yeah, after you get an automatic first down penalty awarded to you, you know, that's tough to do that on the very first snap.
So 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Again, a 6-2 lead for Unadilla Valley. The difference so far is that touchdown by Peyton Sterone for UV back in the first quarter. First and 15. Delhi going to go back to the running game, and here is Gullo to the 30, to the 20. He is off to the races, and a touchdown here for the Bulldogs for Eric Gullo. No flags on the play, and the Bulldogs are going to take the lead. Gullo off to the races. He broke a couple of tackles, and the Bulldogs take the lead, Tim.
And the reason he broke the tackles is the defenders for the Storm weren't really using their pads. They just tried to arm tackle him, and he ran right out of them.
So Gullo had a big week last week against Oxford, and he gives the Bulldogs the lead 8-6 with 8:40 to go here in the third quarter. And it looks like they're going to try to kick the extra point here with Austin Hitchcock.
Yeah. Looks like they're lining up for the traditional one-point extra point.
Brannigan will hold. Hitchcock will go for the extra point. Either way, Delhi has their first lead of the afternoon, 8-6. 8:40 to go, third quarter. Here we go with the extra point. The snap is high. Brannigan's going to have to pull it down. Runs to the outside. He's going to pick up two, though, as he evades a tackle. 2 points for the Bulldogs, and they lead 10-6. Boy, a little breakdown leads to some extra points.
Yes, it did, and I'll tell you, that happens quite a bit because there are three aspects of the extra point. You got to have a great snap, great hold, and a good kick. You know, and if one part of that is not quite right, the timing's messed up. Brannigan did the right thing. He outran the guy to the corner and got the two-point conversion instead of one.
A smart play there by Brannigan, kind of your leader on the field, certainly helps. So Delhi with a touchdown by Gullo, two-point conversion by Brannigan. Delhi leads UV 10-6, 8:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Delhi with a fresh 10-6 lead after that 35-yard touchdown run by Eric Gullo. And they tried to kick the extra point. It kind of broke down, and Ben Brannigan said, hey, I'll run it in. So yeah, a two-point conversion good to give Delhi that 10-6 lead.
I think he just realized the snap was going to be hard to get down for the kicker, so he just took off and beat the guy to the corner.
Yeah, nice heads-up play there. So let's see if UV can move the ball here as they're going to get it back going right to left. The long kick here to Dante Dye. He's going to field it at his own 5-yard line and bring it out. He's at the 10 to the 15 to the 20, cuts back to the left side, and churning all his way up to the 25-yard line before Dibble brings him down there for the Bulldogs.
And held right onto him, actually took his feet off the ground. And there was nothing for him to grab traction to, so he just fell down, and they get the ball, I believe, on the 35.
This is going to be 20, on the 25-yard line.
25, excuse me.
Just up to about the 26-yard line here. So, again, 8.5 to go. Third quarter, it's 10-6 now. Delhi with the lead over visiting Unadilla Valley. So let's see what the Storm can put up on the board here in the second half.
So that was a nice return.
Yeah, certainly was, considering he caught it right about at the 4- or 5-yard line. Dye now is in motion. Sterone with the QB keeper runs to the right side and picks up just about 4 yards on the play. 2nd and 6 coming up.
See, and you can see right there, Nate, that they had definitely done something different, because that play was the play that was so big for Sterone in the first half, and now there's been a change and it's not there.
8:10 to go. Third quarter. Ball at the 30-yard line. And UV sticking with this strong run game so far with Sterone. One wide receiver to the left, none on the right side. Dye is in motion. The handoff was high. Excuse me, the snap was high. They hand it off, and a run here by Caleb Simons. Maybe a pickup of two, so it's going to be about a third and four coming up.
So, yeah, it's Sterone who catches the ball. He fakes it to Dye on the jet sweep, and then he hands it off to the other gentleman, and he gets a couple yards on the gain. So, a lot to think about and pay attention to your keys and stuff as a defender for the Bulldogs.
Third and four now for UV. The clock moving here in the third quarter. We're down to 7:20 to go in this third frame. Delhi leading UV 10-6.
It's good to see Gillespie's back on the field.
Yeah, he came back on a few plays after he was slow to get up, so, and he is right back into the thick of things. So, and here is Sterone out to the right side. He wants to throw. He's got Dye. Tries to flip it to him. Dye making the catch. They're going to say he did. Flag on the play. Ball gets up to the 40-yard line here, so a completed catch. And, oh, boy, another flag. So we got two flags on this play here. That one was way after the fact.
Yeah. I'm guessing we have, first of all, roughing, which is an automatic first down. And then we also have unsportsmanlike. Not sure who it's on, but I'm guessing that's what happened.
I believe the unsportsmanlike, certainly someone on that UV sideline must have said something, and the white hat was quick to throw off that second flag there. So 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Wow. And Sterone has just been ejected from the game. That's why we wanted to have the silence there for a second to hear the official call, an unsportsmanlike conduct. And he has been ejected from the game. Tim, you do not see this very often.
No, and that's a huge blow to the Storm because now they're going to have to go to a different format with their offense. I mean, they're still probably going to run the Wildcat look, but it's going to be a different back. Maybe Dye will go to that spot and run from there. Or
I think Dye or Simons is going to have to take over.
Yeah.
Boy, it was hard for us to see exactly what happened because it's on the far sideline, opposite side of the field from the press box, but two unsportsmanlike conducts. And
on the same player.
And the same player, and Sterone has been ejected from the game. We had that little moment of silence so we could hear what the official said as he came over to make the call. And this is going to back UV all the way up to about their 19-yard line here. So obviously some big controversy over on that far side.
Yeah, and the coaches are still wanting an explanation from the Zebra crew, as you so affectionately call them.
So the coaches for UV and Ray Dayton are going to get a little explanation here. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Boy, so Sterone ejected from the game, UV starting quarterback. So a lot going on here, but Delhi with a 10-6 lead with 7 minutes to go third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
7 minutes to go, third quarter. Welcome back here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting, 10-6 the lead here for Delhi over UV. And UV's quarterback, Peyton Sterone, ejected from the game, Tim. I don't remember the last time I saw someone ejected from a high school football game.
No, it's been a long time since I've seen anything like that, but it happened real quick. I mean, it was like we thought it was one thing, thought it was roughing the passer, and it was going to be a first down for the Storm, and it ends up double personal foul on the same player, and he's ejected from the game.
And so an interesting thing, because it wasn't like there was a hit or something, you know, that we could really point to as the reason for the unsportsmanlike call. Everything happened on the far sideline. Must have been something that was said, something along those lines. But either way, UV is going to have to find a way to regroup here on a first and 15 as they go right to left, and someone is going to have to take over at the quarterback position. Looks like a direct snap here to Caleb Simons. And I think that's what they're going to have to do is just try that direct snap stuff with Dye and with Simons.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see, heavy dose of that from the storm, and I'm not sure if Simons can throw the ball, so it'll be interesting to see that too.
Yeah, this could really limit what UV can do through the air, because Sterone had a good arm and completed a couple of long passes.
Mm-hmm. On the move.
Yes.
Rolling to his right, throwing a, you know, on his strong side and everything. Really nice design plays, and he could zip it.
Second and 7 now for UV. The purple and the white with the ball at their own 21-yard line, going right to left. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Delhi on top, 10-6. And now the snap is too tall. Ball is all the way back on the goal line, and it's loose in the end zone. And we'll see what the call is here. It's going to be another safety.
Yeah.
Delhi almost fell on it there. Everybody was chasing it back. UV just gets there in time, but another safety is going to make this a 12-6 game.
Yep, 12-6. You know, it's not out of the realm of them being able to get back into this thing, so don't, you know, I mean, it's like just weird things. You've got one touchdown and two safeties.
Yeah.
And a botched extra point that was used to convert it to 2 points. So this is quite an interesting scoring thing going on here.
Yes, it is. Well, you see UV losing Sterone,
yeah,
ejected from the game. The second snap without him, they go a little high with it,
mm-hmm,
and it falls into the end zone. Delhi almost got there in time, but UV gets back, and then he was
right,
tackled for the safety.
Right, and Delhi falls on the ball there. That's 6 points.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That's kind of a unique thing. Now, this time UV is kicking into the wind. So we'll see what they can do with this.
12-6 now the score. Delhi on top of Unadilla Valley. And boy, this has taken a funny turn here in the third quarter with 6 minutes to go. And now UV is going to be kicking off from right to left. And they're going to have to punt it once again after the safety. So here is the punt. And this one is a good one. It's going to take a bounce up to about the 35-yard line. Gullo was going to pick it up there. He'll field it at about his own 30. Now back up to the 35 before he's brought down, and a flag on the play.
Yeah, we have a flag on the play. Gullo made a nice play, reversed his field, but number 5 for the Unadilla Storm, Dante Dye, with a real nice open field tackle, but we'll see what the flag is.
Yeah, the UV Storm with another flag here. Is it going to be against them? Let's see.
I'm thinking this one's against Delhi because he did reverse his field, so it is a legal block in the back. Because he did reverse his field.
So this one against the Bulldogs, so this will back up them to about the 26-yard line here is where the spot's going to be. So Delhi and the maroon and white going left to right with a 12-6 lead, 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's been an eventful start to this third quarter here, Tim.
Absolutely. Just strange things going on, and we're still only one possession away here as far as the deficit.
And that's the thing, if you're UV, if you can stay together and keep your heads and your wits about you, you're only down 6 points.
Yep. You know, they have to. You know, somebody else is going to have to take the leadership role, but I'm sure there's somebody on that team that's going to be able to do that. So.
Brannigan hands off to Gullo on 1st and 10. He'll pick up about 4 or 5 yards on the play up to the 30-yard line as the Bulldogs go left to right. And now I'm sure the Bulldogs not afraid to chew a little clock here in this third quarter, as they would like nothing more than a long scoring drive, I'm sure.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing for them to make it a two-possession game, you know, and take all the third quarter away. That would be ideal.
So the Bulldogs break the huddle here on 2nd and 5. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 12, Unadilla Valley 6. Brannigan under center. Waiting for the snap here. High formation, he'll hand it off. And this will be Scrimbolo up the middle for about a gain of 2 or 3. Going to be 3rd and short coming up here, Tim.
Yep, Scrimbolo with a nice little run. He's got him within manageable distance for the 3rd and 1 play coming up.
3rd and 3 now as we hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delhi again, just like last week, taking their time, going to the huddle, making sure everybody is on the same page. 3rd and 1 here. Maybe we'll see a little QB keeper for Brannigan.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll see here. I don't think they've run that all day today.
Not as much as we saw last week.
Right.
Brannigan is a good runner, especially if he can get into the open. He's got some wheels. They're going to hand it off here. A little miscommunication as, again, they try to go to Scrimbolo.
Yeah.
I believe. Yes, it was him on the bottom of the pylon.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going
to
get it.
They went to the first back three. They actually lost a couple of yards there. So it's going to bring up 4th down and about 3 yards for the first. I'm guessing they're going to be punting the ball.
Dye is going to go back deep here for Unadilla Valley, and it looks like Brannigan is set to punt. So a little disappointing drive there for Delhi. And they're going to have to punt it right back to UV, who again has had some tough misfortunes here in this third quarter, but they're still only down by six. Good punt here by Brannigan, high in the air. It takes a UV bounce, though, and will settle at about the 34-yard line here. And UV going right to left, that's where they'll start it off.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because as soon as you said UV bounce, it took a Delhi bounce.
Yeah, it went back the other
football
way.
You never know. You never, ever know where it's going to go.
3:50 to go here, third quarter. Thanks for joining us. Beautiful day here. Nice breeze at Delaware Academy. Second time being here this year. I think the next time we might catch up with the Bulldogs is a couple of weeks from now when they're over at Unitego.
Okay, and we probably will have a little fall colors to look at that point.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Both good places to watch a high school football game, Unitego and Delhi.
The train in Unitego?
Train going by. Just a really nice setting there, and both with beautiful hills, so when the fall colors change, certainly nice. The snap is high again here for UV. It's on the ground, and I think Delhi is going to grab this one. They do. The Bulldogs have it, and they are going to be on the UV 20-yard line. So with UV losing their quarterback, being ejected from the game, Peyton Sterone, they have really struggled snapping the ball, Tim.
Yeah, it's definitely something that they don't usually have in their playbook. He doesn't get the reps. He doesn't have, you know, work with that center all the time. So that does make a difference. And they got to figure it out on the sideline here and hope their defense can hold Delhi, because if Delhi puts points on the board here, other than a safety,
right,
they're going to be a two-score lead.
Two safeties today for the Delhi Bulldogs. You don't hear that very often either.
We had two last year.
Yeah. And we've seen three so far this year. There was one in week one.
That's right.
So Brannigan's going to go to the air on first and 10. Lost one out to Gullo. He'll catch it. About a 6-yard gain over on the left wing side down to the 15-yard line, Tim.
And as soon as he caught it, a defender from UV caught Gullo because he was coming down and he tackled him right away. Good way to hang on the ball there, young man.
Clock is moving. Second and four now for Delhi as they go left to right. Ball is on the 15-yard line. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Delhi 12 and UV 6. So again, in case you're just joining us, UV was ahead 6-2 at the half, but a Delhi touchdown from Eric Gullo and another safety, the second one of the game for Delhi, gives them a 12-6 lead. Here is Brannigan under center, and this is going to be a false start against the Bulldogs.
Yep, and everything you just gained on that nice little pass play is coming back.
Coming back. So again, if you're just joining us too here in the third quarter, Peyton Sterone, UV's quarterback, ejected from the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. So that has left UV in a little bit of a rut right now, trying to figure out, hey, what's the best way to run our offense?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, if the young man is not, who's now in, and Simons is now in, he probably should not be playing defense right now and trying to figure out, how am I going to get this ball up so we can run our offense? But he is out there on the corner on one-on-one coverage on Aloisio.
Second and 9, they'll hand it back off to Gullo, maybe a gain of 1 on the play. So this is going to bring up a 3rd and 8, Delhi right on the 20-yard line of Unadilla Valley. And so here we go. This is going to be a big play here, Tim. Momentum-wise, score-wise, everything right here.
Sorry about that. I didn't miss that play. I was kind of trying to watch the one-on-one matchup here out on the edge. Got number 16, CA for Delhi against Simons.
Yes.
And they are all by themselves.
So we'll see if Delhi tries to maybe loft it up to him, and they are going to go to him, and he can't quite make the catch. Christian Aloisio could not bring it in, and he looks to be a little shaken up on the play. We'll hope to see him jump right back up. That was a nice slant, very similar to the touchdown that he caught last week against Oxford.
It was, and he ran right across Simon's face and got a good pattern and was open and just couldn't bring the ball in.
We'll hope the best here for Aloisio as the training staff comes out to take a look at him. So it's going to be a 4th and 8 for Delhi coming up. We'll step away with 2:07 to go, third quarter. It's Delhi 12 and UV 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletes. Athletics on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Delaware Academy leading at Unadilla Valley 12-6 here in the third quarter. 2:07 to go. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 4th and 8 here, Tim. Maybe what do you dial up if you're the Bulldogs?
Well, you got a little gimmick play. They tried to do it a while ago. They tried to throw that little pop pass to Dibble, and it worked last week, but this time it didn't work. And the safety from the Storm jumped up and batted the ball down. But we'll see what happens. They're running splits to both on the right side.
Brannigan is going to drop back to pass. The rush is coming. Can he get through the hole? He does. Brannigan's going to run it. He's going to pick up the first down to the 10, to the 5, leaning, and he is in. Touchdown for Ben Brannigan and the DA Bulldogs. Huge run on 4th and 8.
Yep, looked like he kept the ball up, so if he had to throw it, he had the ability to. Earlier in the game, he didn't throw the ball, or he did throw the ball and was incomplete. That time, he tucked it and ran. Picked up a really nice block by number 81 of the Bulldogs to get him into the end zone. So 6 points for the Bulldogs.
18-6 as Brannigan runs it in himself. And we talked about it earlier. If he can get to the edge, he's certainly got that speed.
Yeah, got the speed, and he did a nice little tightrope walk down there, too, because he was angled to go out of bounds quite quickly, and he just hopped a couple times and dove for the pylon. Nice job by the young man.
And so he is, Brannigan, that is back into hold. They're going to attempt the extra point here with Austin Hitchcock. Waiting for the snap. Last time they tried this, it turned into a two-point conversion. This time they hold the snap. It's low, and the kick is blocked, went right into the line, and so it's no good. So the touchdown by Brannigan, the extra point no good, gives Delhi an 18-6 lead over Unadilla Valley. 1:57 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Delhi with a 18-6 lead over Unadilla Valley. And Tim, do we have any more out-of-town scores to report?
Well, at this time, I haven't gotten any updates. So if anybody wants to update us, that would be wonderful.
I believe I have one update here that I'll get to right after the kickoff, as Delhi is kicking off to UV after they score.
They kick short to the up-back. The up-back comes up the left side. Ooh, he absolutely delivers an unbelievable hit and falls forward at the 42, where the UV Storm will take over first and 10.
That was Bonanno. He lowered the shoulder and picked up a few extra yards right there for the Storm. We have a 36-14 score I have for Harpersville-Afton over BG.
36-14, okay.
So 36-14. We'll get you another update from the Sydney and Deposit Hancock game as well. So always appreciate everybody checking in with us, passing around those scores, as we like to keep everybody up to date on our local teams. Of course, the other games today, Harpersville-Afton hosting BG, and Sydney is over the hill at Deposit Hancock on the new field there in Deposit, Ron O'Connell Field. Looked very nice when I was there last week for some field hockey.
Very nice, and in the field after Mr. O'Connell, real great man.
I think it's going to be a nice field down the road as they continue to work on it. They hand off to Dante Dye here, and he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards for UV, up to about the 44, and another late flag here. And the officiating crew throws another one here. They are not taking any guff here in this third quarter. And they're going to get together and conference up on this one, and we'll have to explain what all the yellow hankies are about, Tim.
Yeah, this one's going to be a guess because they both were kind of late after the play, so they're discussing it right about the 45. We'll see what they come up with.
And that just looked like a normal play, so you know, maybe some extracurriculars out there after the whistle is the reason for the flags. We'll have to see here.
Well, the Delhi bench is really looking at their players, trying to keep them in heads in the game. So here comes the referee.
Boy, another unsportsmanlike conduct here against UV. It's going to cost them 15 yards. And I think UV just frustrated at the moment.
Yeah, I think they are too. And it's too bad because, like you said, you know, we've 141 left in the third, and we've got all of the fourth quarter to go. And they scored 30 points last week. I mean, they have the offense and the ability to do it. Just got to keep their heads.
18-6 the score with a minute 40 to go here in this third quarter. So that's going to bring up a second and 25 here, and the ball is going to get pushed back to about the UV 29-yard line. And so the Delhi defense has to be licking their chops here again. Of course, the quarterback is now out for UV, ejected from the game. Peyton's thrown, and since then, the offense has just struggled a little bit with trying to get back and find that rhythm, I'd say.
Yeah, just the center-quarterback exchange has been interesting for them.
It's been tough for them to use some of the weapons that they have. Here's the direct snap, and they're going to look to throw, and they do. They find Dye over at the 40-yard line. A great catch there. He's a couple of yards short from the first down, but, hey, I guess that answers the question that Caleb Simons can toss the pigskin.
He can toss it, and he is a southpaw.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah, that was a great throw, yeah, and
sure
I didn't notice, but, yes, he is a lefty, so that adds another little wrinkle into things. Clock is moving down to 45 seconds to go, third quarter, 18-6 the score, and it's going to be a third and 15, but it's going to be a timeout taken here by Delhi, it looks like. So 44 seconds to go, third quarter. We'll step away here for 30 seconds with the score Delhi 18, Unadilla Valley 6. We'll be right back on WCDL.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 44 seconds to go in this third quarter. Delhi taking a timeout here. Timeout situation, Delhi still with two, UV with one in the second half. Our score, 18-6. Delhi was down 6-2. At the halftime break, but it has been a complete change of fortunes here. Another safety, that's two safeties on the day that Delhi has capitalized on, and touchdowns by Brannigan and Gullo has been the difference here in the second half for the Bulldogs. So a third and 15 here for Unadilla Valley. Another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty has backed them up here, and they're going to have to get the ball to about midfield to pick up this first down. Ball is on their own 38. Here's the snap, and they're going to throw it up to the left side. Intercepted here by Delhi. Off to the races they go, to the 30, down to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds. And the Bulldogs with a great play there. Intercepted over on that far side. There was about three Delhi Bulldogs who could have picked it off, but I believe it was Will Brannigan with the interception over there on that far side. It was either Brannigan or Brendan Cairns. We'll have to see who officially gets the credit for that. It was kind of a toss-up for that fly ball to see who was going to come down with it. So 33 seconds to go. 18-6 the score. And the ball down to the 20-yard line. So they do give the official interception there to Cairns. And nice little run back, too. So the ball to the 20-yard line here for the Bulldogs. And that's where they're going to set up. Just inside the red zone here, going left to right. So again, 33 seconds to go here in this third quarter as Delhi breaks the huddle to start things off. First and 10, and the Bulldogs looking for some more points in a third quarter that has really been a strong one for them. Brannigan is under center, drops back to throw, tries to go to the near side, but the ball is short. Good coverage there by UV. So 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 18-6 the score. Delhi leading Unadilla Valley here on CDO. Thanks for joining us on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Beautiful day for football. A second and 10 coming up here for the Bulldogs as they break the huddle as they come up incomplete with that pass on first and 10. So an interception by Delhi at about a 10-yard run back has given them this field position, Tim.
Yeah, it was a nice little play on the defense, and we'll see what they can do with it.
Here's Brannigan again trying to pass across the middle. Looked like Dibble was the intended receiver, but again it falls short. So maybe Delhi using this opportunity here to try out the passing game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you got that a little bit of a lead here. You got a 12-point lead. So you're looking at, you know, showing what the offense. Good time to practice that stuff.
27 seconds left in the third quarter here, and a score update from Sydney and Deposit Hancock. Sydney leading 22-16 at the end of the third quarter there. So another update for you Warrior fans. Sounds like a good one over there with the Eagles.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a really good game.
So third and 10 here for Delhi. Here's the snap. They're going to hand this one off to Gullo, who's going to drive his way forward on third and 10, but maybe only picks up about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, I think they're going to be content with just trying to run the quarter out and see what happens here.
So the interception there for Delhi by Brendan Cairns, pretty excited there, as there was two or three guys who could have come down with it, but Cairns made the play. So the clock is going to run out here in the third quarter. It's going to be a 4th-and-7 for Delhi when we come back. End of the third quarter, Delhi leads Unadilla Valley 18-6. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here between Delhi and Unadilla Valley, and it's Delhi with an 18-6 lead over the UV Storm. Another score update here. Harpersville Afton leading BG 43-14 with 7 minutes left in the third quarter there over in Harpersville today. Another Josh Wilson touchdown.
Yeah, they're able to put points on the board. And, you know, you can see that already these first 2 weeks of the season. The Harpersville Afton team is for real.
Yes, they are, as they were last year, and returning a lot of those pieces. So another team that is for real at the moment here are the Delhi Bulldogs with an 18-6 lead. Ball on the 20-yard line here on a 4th-and-8 as now they go right to left. Maroon and white going for the end zone. They loft one up for Will Brannigan into the back of the end zone, and touchdown here. A 20-yard TD reception from Ben Brannigan to Will Brannigan.
Real nice play right there. He ran a little bit of a post, and then the pass was just a tick behind him, so he adjusted himself, turned around, got the defender on his back, made a nice dive and catch in the end zone.
The family connection right there, Brannigan to Brannigan. And it's a 24-6 lead. And we'll see what Delhi decides to do here, if they go for two or another extra point. So just 8 seconds in, the first play of this fourth quarter, and Delhi scores once again.
And in the pass was, you know, it held up in the air quite a long time because he was throwing it into the wind. So they're headed back into the wind for this quarter.
Delhi is going to go for two here, 24-6 the score. And they're going to throw again. They'll toss it over the middle, this time to Dibble, and the two-point conversion is good. 26-6, Delhi on top of Unadilla Valley. Just a great series there for the Bulldogs.
Yep, real nice. They finished it off. We talked about it early in the game. You know, they had to come in make their drives count, not just get down there and stall out. But they did. They made them count there.
So 11:52 to go here in this fourth quarter, 26-6, Delhi on top of UV. We'll be right back after a 30-second break on CDO.
What does it mean to live in our small community in the Tri-Town area? Well, it means football still on the radio, local businesses supporting community events, and neighbors helping neighbors. Lang Trucking of Guilford has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup to the Tri-County area since 1995. Our family will go the extra mile to assist seniors with house calls or help out families going through illness or rehab stays. Why? Because we're members of the community, too. You might start out as a customer, But at Lang Trucking, you turn into a lifelong friend. So if you need a little hand with your garbage, give the Langs a call at 895-6365. That's Lang Trucking, 895-6365. Proudly supporting high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. A 26-6 lead here for Delhi after they trailed 6-2 at the halftime break. Tim, I don't think either of us saw this one coming.
No, I didn't see it. I thought it was going to be definitely a very close ball game, but I can see the Storm are kind of down on their dumps right now. They're not really fired up like they were when they came into the place, and then also at the half. But, of course, losing a key cog of their team definitely makes a difference.
So Delhi will kick off. Dante Dye will receive. He'll go left to right, picks it up at his own 10-yard line, up to the 20. 25-30 for Dye. Runs into the gang tackle there for Delhi. And no love lost here between the Storm and the Bulldogs in this one. But right now the Bulldogs ahead 26-6 early in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, nice little return right there. Just, you know, picked his spot and then turned it upfield, directly upfield, and got up to about the 30-yard line where they'll start this possession. First possession in the fourth quarter.
And we'll see if UV can find a way to continue to move the ball here. I think that once he has settled in, Caleb Simons has done a nice job here.
Yes.
Completed a couple of passes, but it has to be hard. You're not used to playing that position, and all of a sudden you're thrown into it in the middle of the game. Hard to find some rhythm, I would assume.
Right, and like I said before, you know, you're not getting the reps in practice and stuff with that center and so on and so forth, so you really have to work on that sort of thing. Something just simple as that center-quarterback exchange can cause a lot of turnovers.
Hey, think about that relationship between the center and the QB. I mean, there's a lot of little hidden tricks and a kind of a silent language, I guess you could say. So first and 10 here for UV as they start on their own 25. They'll run it forward and pick up about 3 yards on the play, but this Delhi Bulldogs defense holding strong. They look hungry.
Yeah, they sense it right now. Number 66 with a nice play, got rid of his blocker and claps down on the runner for the Storm, and short game.
Nate Kraft, again, just kind of one of the pieces that you talk about a lot, but, I mean, he's not going to get a lot of the glory because he's not a wide receiver or running back, but he is kind of the glue that holds that Delhi line together, either the O-line or the D-line. Just 6'4", 260 is perfect for Class D high school football.
Sure is. Perfect size.
11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi on top 26-6 after trailing 6-2 at the halftime break. Hand off to Dye for UV. Tackled in the backfield. Great job there by Brendan Cairns, the solo tackle on Dye.
Yeah, and then now that, just talking about the center quarterback exchange, it wasn't fumbled, but it was high. So that threw off the timing of the play, and that's why they got a tackle for a loss.
Yeah, that extra second or two makes
all
the difference. Makes all the difference. So a 3rd and 9 here for UV. Ball on their own 29 as the purple and white go left to right. Clock continuing to move down to 10:30 to go here in week 2. UV comes in with a record of 0-1. Delhi 1-0. Trying to move to 2-0 here, and this would be a nice win in the division if they can get the job done here at home. 2-0 start, I think, would make all the Delhi faithful very, very pleased.
I think they'd be ecstatic.
Man in motion on 3rd and 9 here for UV. Snap is good. Little QB keeper here for Simons, but nowhere to go. Crashing in again was Cairns, as well as Luke Bishop.
Yeah, and you can definitely see the difference in the running style between Simons and Sterling. And it's now 4th and 9, and we'll see what UV does here.
So clock moving down to 9:45 to go in this fourth quarter, 4th and 8. And it looks like UV is going to punt this one away. And back deep is Sean Gillespie standing on his own 40 to our right for Delhi. And head coach Mike Tracy telling Gillespie, hey, the wind is coming that way. You might want to back up about 5 more yards. Because we've seen some booming punts today.
We sure have.
We'll get a punt here, and this one is high in the air. Gillespie's going to come in and field this one at his own 40. Breaks a tackle up to the 45, back to the right wing side. Cuts it up to about midfield, to maybe about the 48-yard line. So a pretty good return, just about 8 yards there for Gillespie. And the Delhi Bulldogs offense goes back to work with 9:14 left in this game. It's Delhi 26, UV 6.
Gillespie's run ended by Mr. Levi Reifenberg, number 21 of the Storm, with a very nice open field tackle.
Yeah, UV, you can tell, is a team that has some size, a lot of skill, and certainly could be a threat later in the year. It's just not been their second half here today.
Yep, definitely not.
And I'm wondering, too, if I remember from reading in the rule book before the season that if you are ejected from a game like Peyton Sterone was, I believe that could be a one-game suspension as well.
I'm not quite sure, but I would say that's probably very possible.
So that could certainly hurt UV as well next week if Sterone cannot play. So 9:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. UV trailing 26-6. Delhi back with the ball after on their last possession. Ben Brannigan hit Will Brannigan for a 20-yard TD. This time they will hand it off to Scarambolo, and he is brought down.
Scarambolo gets the ball every now and then. You know, he gets his 1-2 yards and then just goes back to the huddle and says, okay, my turn to block. You know, he does the job, does what he's supposed to do with a fullback.
8:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Somewhere, Mike Allstott is smiling every time that fullback gets to run the ball, that's for sure.
Mike Allstott, Daryl Johnson.
Yeah, all those great NFL, longtime Hall of Fame type fullbacks, all smiling. 8:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Second and 8 now for Delhi. The ball at midfield as they go right to left in the maroon and white. Swing here to Gillespie gets the swing, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards. So a third and very manageable, going to be about a third and 4 here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they just tried to sweep to the left. Nice little gain on the play, but it is going to bring up a long third down and 8 for the Bulldogs. We do have a player down for UV.
UV, player shaken up. That was Simons, but he's right back up here with 8:04 to go. Fourth quarter, UV trailing 26-6. So we'll have a quick injury timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're told 22-22 between Sydney and Deposit Hancock. That game down in Deposit today. So that is a great one between the Warriors and the Eagles. So 26-6 to score right now. 7:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Third and 6 here for Delhi, but a penalty is going to back this one up, Tim.
Yep, they're going to be probably 3rd and 11. Looks like to me, yep, 3rd and 11 for the Bulldogs here. And we'll see what they do. They are in no hurry, not at all. I mean, they just go to the huddle, call the play, walk up to the line. Nobody's running, nobody's jogging, nothing. It's just like, oh, all right, we're here, we're playing football.
24 second-half points after Delhi was down 6-2 at the halftime break. And they've done a very nice job executing the offense here. 3rd and 11 at midfield as they go right to left. Brannigan under center. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. They're going to throw again. Brannigan flushed out of the pocket, and he's got the edge, and he's got some speed. He's going to pick up the first down and a little more. Makes a cut back to the 40, still on his feet, up to about the 35 before he's tackled. Great first down pickup there by Brannigan. That's what he can do if he gets outside the pocket.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, and you roll him out to that side, he can throw the ball from that position as well, but there was nobody open on the play, and he just tucked it, ran it, and got the first down for the Bulldogs.
So a big conversion there. Biggest thing is that can help Delhi burn some more time here as they might be on their way to a 2-0 record with 6:55 to go. 26-6 the score. Of course, we're going to have some more Delhi coverage later tonight. If you're interested in the soccer scores, I'll be shooting up to the Mayor's Cup in Stamford. Delhi girls playing South Courtright tonight, as well as the Delhi boys facing off against SK. So you can check out WCDOsports.com. We'll be posting all these score updates on our Twitter page there. So 6.5 to go. Delhi is going to hand this one off here and into the pile. Nowhere to go. Matt Saliti cannot break through. So some different guys getting some looks out there.
Yep. Time to get those guys some time in the game. You never know when you might need them. You know, somebody gets hurt in the game and you need to put them in there. This is a good time to do it. You're up by 20 points with 6 minutes to go. Get those guys some playing time.
Second and 11 coming up here for Delhi. So, yeah, what a score between Sydney and Deposit Hancock there, 22-22, after Sydney had jumped out to that quick lead in that one. So, I'm sure a lot of local folks enjoying that one today. So here we go, 2nd and 11, 5:50 to go, 4th quarter here, live from Delaware Academy on CDO. Brannigan going to hand this one off to Gillespie, and he tries to get to the outside, but again brought down, nowhere to go. I really think this speaks to the size of this UV front line. When they want to get through, they've been getting through today.
Yeah, and that play right there, I mean, he thought he had a hole, and he was going to go for a long run there, and all of a sudden he realized he was only on one leg because the other UV kid had a hold of it, would not let go.
So. Yeah, Bryce Abbott, 6'1", 240, yeah. Brought him down. So a timeout taken here by Delaware Academy, 5.5 to go. 3rd and 11 coming up for the Bulldogs when we come back. It's 26-6, Delhi on top of UV on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup Howe's building supplies for everything to build anything. Howe's has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup Howe's has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3rd and 11 here for Delhi as they break out of the timeout here with 5:27 to go, 4th quarter, and a 26-6 lead. You know, at the halftime break, we talked about it before. I didn't see this one coming. But, again, you get an unsportsmanlike player ejection for their quarterback, Peyton Sterone, has just kind of changed the tone of the game here for the Storm.
Yeah, it definitely has. And, you know, and Delhi has used that to their advantage. I mean, they've had a couple of turnovers that they've capitalized on and put points on the board.
So, again, 5.5 to go. Delhi going right to left in the maroon and white. Ball is on the 38. See if they can convert here. Brannigan still in a QB. Wants to throw, but the pressure is there from Unadilla Valley, and they will bring him down in the backfield. Great open field tackle there by the UV Storm breaking through. Huge, huge play there for the Storm to pin him back.
Yeah, number 56. We said his name a couple times today.
Matt Turner.
Matt Turner doing a nice job on that outside linebacker spot.
Brannigan had nowhere to go, no time. And so that's going to bring up a 4th and 22. And so Brannigan now will punt it away. And Dante Dye standing to our left back at about the UV 10-yard line. So UV with limited time here as the clock continuing to move down to 4:45 left. Waiting for the snap to Brannigan. Checks over to the sideline here. The snap is low. He's going to have to pick this one up and try to hustle to the left side. He's got it. He's at the 50, down to the 40. He's going to pick up the first down and more to the 35, to the 25. Brannigan still on his feet to the 20, all the way down to the 15, and a broken play on a punt turns into a first down. How many times have we seen Ben Brannigan do that today?
Well, we saw him do it on an extra point. He took it into the end zone for two points rather than the 1 point, and we just saw him do it for a huge pickup and conversion of a fourth down. So,
wow,
a lot of running right there.
He was back deep for the punt, lost it, had to chase it, and was still able to run it up the field for about 35 yards to pick up the first down.
And actually, you're thinking as a coach, you know what, just fall on it. Don't try to pick it up, because if you miss it, they're right there. They're going to take it down and score. He picked it up, used his athletic ability, beat everybody to the sideline, and then cut back up the field, reversed the field again. His teammate picked up some blocks, and, you know, now they've got a 1st and 10 on the 25.
Huge play there by Brannigan, kind of showing what he did last year as a wide receiver once he has some open room to work with. So Delhi continues this drive after that little nice play there by Brannigan on the 4th down as they tried to punt it away, and then he took off running. And so the clock's still moving. 1st and 10, and they'll hand off here to Pat Monahan. Maybe a pickup of one. Keeps the clock moving, 2nd and 10 coming up.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to keep the clock running. And one thing I did want to mention to folks listening out there, it is definitely a time-sensitive issue here. Both teams only have one timeout. So.
Right. Both teams with one timeout. UV really unable to move the ball here that much in the second half after losing Sterone. And that has kind of been their Achilles heel here in the second half. That touchdown was by Sterone all the way back in the first quarter. Since then, have not been able to move it that well. 3:05 to go here. Delhi on a 2nd and 10. They're going to hand this one off again to Monahan to the right side, and he's going to be tackled into the backfield here by the Storm. And some fresh legs getting a chance out there for the Bulldogs.
Yep, absolutely. He did gain one on that little run, but then got drove back about 8 yards because Storm said, we're not letting you go any further than one.
Well, Delhi with, you know, limited numbers, floating between 20, 21
yep,
guys.
Yeah, talked about that. Yep.
You know, you're only a couple injuries away from things changing.
Sure.
So some of these younger guys are going to have to make some plays.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about that just before they took over on that series. That is why they walked to the line. That is why they're trying to conserve their players.
Yeah, sure.
It is warm here today.
It is warm again. We saw it last week when we went to overtime here. Everybody was beat out there on both sides. And now a handoff again to Monahan. He runs to the left side. He's inside the 10-yard line, so he'll pick up about 5 on that play. So it's going to bring up a 4th and 5 as we hit 2 minutes to go here with Delhi leading Unadilla Valley 26-6.
Check out who their signal caller is.
I didn't notice.
Number 84.
84, Tyler Dibble. Oh, smart play. You want to conserve those guys like Brannigan and make sure that Brannigan, Gullo, Gillespie, keep them healthy right now. Safest place is on the sideline.
It definitely is.
And so here we go. Tyler Dibble, who had a nice catch on that two-point conversion after the last score,
is now the signal caller.
Now the signal caller. So we'll see what he brings to the table here with 90 seconds left in the contest. Delhi on a 4th and 4. They are at the UV 10-yard line going right to left. And he is a tall young man, 6'3", 225, and he'll hand this one off. It's clean, but they're going to be short and turn the ball over on downs. And the clock will stop with 1:14 to go here, again, as that was Monahan with the handoff.
Yep, nice play there. I got to thank the Delhi staff up here. Just gave us a couple waters. Very nice.
Yeah, I want to know the deal here. You've had a hot dog delivered up here. You've had some water. I mean, you
grapes. We had grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah.
You've had some good service up here today.
We've had a really good day food-wise up here. John Kruk would be awful jealous.
Well, I went in there before the game. I was trying to get my Dave Kelly popcorn. Well, I ran out of time. I wasn't able to get in there in time to get my popcorn. We heard a story last week that Dave Kelly, longtime coach here at Delhi and still coaching JV boys basketball, had to have his popcorn before every game. Had to make sure he got in here and had that popcorn. So they said they always have it ready ahead of the game. I should have grabbed some this week.
I was there, but I was looking for something more substantial than, popcorn. So I ordered a hot dog, and it wasn't quite ready when we were getting ready to go on the air, and the young lady said, well, we'll deliver it up to you. I said, are you sure? And she's like, absolutely. Sure enough, right up into the press box comes this young lady delivering a hot dog.
Delhi takes a timeout here, and I did notice that was the girl who delivered the hot dog, Hannah Morley, helped us out at the Canoe Regatta on CDO, interested in the radio world, so I could see why she was maybe willing to help. She's got a big game tonight. She's on the girls' team as they take on South Courtright up at the Mayor's Cup. We'll have those updates coming up for you. Later tonight, you can check out our Twitter feed at WCDOsports.com if you're looking for those soccer scores. We're also going to be posting some other scores from around different sporting events today. I know there's some volleyball to report on. BG is down at the Union Endicott Tournament. Want to keep you updated on that. Of course, the other football scores. We got some soccer scores to report. So you can always check it out at WCDOsports.com. So 1:12 to go here. Delhi leading 26-6. Certainly appears that the Bulldogs are going to move to 2-0.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, like you said, Delhi just took their last time out, so UV does have one left, and they are getting the ball on their own 10-yard line, so let's see what they can do.
I'm also thinking that popcorn might not be the best radio-friendly food up here.
Maybe.
I don't think everyone would like to hear the crunch, that's for sure,
yeah,
as we're trying to call the ball game. So a 1st and 10 here for UV as we hit 1 minute to go. And again, that was Simons running it here to the right side. As we hit 1 minute to go, and the Storm are going to fall to 0-2, losing to Seton Catholic last week and falling on the road against Delhi this week. But this is a team I think each week you're going to have to look out
they're
for.
They're going to surprise some people.
They will.
They're definitely going to surprise some people because people are going to be like, they're 0-2. They're not going to be doing anything this year. And then all of a sudden they're going to come into your school, and they're going to surprise you.
Yeah. And they're a team that is certainly not afraid to smash you in the mouth,
right.
It looks like.
Right.
So a handoff here on 2nd and 10, right up the gut, nowhere to go right there. Keeps the clock moving. That was not Sterone. Sterone, again, ejected from the game earlier, so that was Simons who has stepped in for him. 20 seconds left here. Maybe one more play in this one as the Delhi fans on their feet sensing a 2-0 record here and another win here for the Delhi Bulldogs.
I'm guessing this is it because the young man that's quarterback and is just running back to the huddle and there's 5 seconds left.
So that is going to do it. Delhi moves to 2-0. They'll be at Bainbridge next weekend. A 26-6 victory. The Bulldogs down 6-2 at halftime. They score a ton in the second half and win 26-6. We'll be right back with the postgame show. We'll wrap things up here. Again, the Delhi Bulldogs defeating the UV Storm at home 26-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Find the rest and relaxation you deserve at the Catalog Outlet Stores during their Sit and Sleep Labor Day sales event on now through September 11th at their Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich stores. Take a seat and save on the Catalog Outlet's large selection of sofas and recliners in all styles and fabrics to go with any decor, including stationary, reclining, sectional, and sleeper model sofas, plus wall saver, rocker, power lift, and chase recliners, all by makers you know and trust like Klausner, Ashley, Home Furnishings, and others. The Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers feature the highest quality mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at the lowest prices around. Choose from Simmons Beauty Rest, American Bedding, Gold Bond, and Sierra Sleep by Ashley. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. As always, prompt, courteous delivery is available along with interest-free financing to qualified buyers. The Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A nice win here today for the Delhi Bulldogs as Delhi downs Unadilla Valley 26-6 today. The Bulldogs move to 2-0 on the season. Just a nice win here today for the Bulldogs after, you know, a little adversity in the first half, only scoring the 2 points. They come back in a big way in the second half, Tim.
Yeah, they did, and you know they had a couple of turnovers by the Storm that they turned into points. The drives after them, they scored on, and they made sure that they put the ball in the end zone. You know what? They also had another safety. They had two safeties today, so you know this game was really kind of odd, scoring wise. It just was really weird watching it, but I kept looking at it, and I said, you know what? It looks like they scored 8 points. Looked like they scored a touchdown and got the conversion. You know, once they did it, so
it really did.
It was just kind of funny how it all happened.
It was a funny game, but, you know, finding ways to win through the kind of those funny scenarios that you find in high school football is certainly the key, and Delhi has done that. They moved to 2-0. UV, we just said it before we wrapped up the fourth quarter there, 0-2, but they're going to surprise some people.
Yeah, they definitely are. They're very, very talented team. You know, they run out of Wildcat a lot, and they do rely on their quarterback, halfback-type player, Sterone, for a lot of their yards, but I'll tell you what. Don't take the Storm lightly. I really want to emphasize that to you coaches out there that might be listening.
Sure. I think they're a team that if they got the momentum, that's what they would really feed on.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, they come in, they're fired up. They came out at the second half, they were fired up, and then all heck broke loose. So,
yeah, in case you're just joining us, UV was ahead 6-2 at the half. They started off, I believe it was the first drive of the second half. The quarterback, Peyton Sterone, went to the outside, a completed pass, and two flags were thrown by the officials, and they said unsportsmanlike conduct and that he was ejected. Didn't see a hit, didn't see any pushing or shoving, so You can only assume it was something he said, something along those lines, but he was immediately ejected. He was not happy. UV coaching staff not happy. Hard for us up here to really have a read on that, but certainly something was done or said over there that must warrant that.
Well, and like you just said, on that play, we didn't really get to watch it very closely because there was a fantastic reception
right
by one of the players of Sterone's pass. So immediately where we saw the flag fly, we thought roughing passer, automatic first down, you know.
Yeah.
And the next thing we know, boom, he's gone.
Yeah, so that really was kind of the turn in the game there today for UV. Let's do our three awards now for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll start things off here with our offense award this afternoon. A lot of good choices for this one. It's brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. We'll go to Eric Gullo for this one. When Delhi was down, he was the one that had that 35-yard touchdown run that really kind of put the juice back in their step, and it was a great run, and he just did the little things all day that he needed to do.
Yeah, he did his job all day long, you know, and then that little burst of speed that got him the 6 points to start off the second half really fired up the Bulldogs, and they went on to finish the job.
Next is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. And we're going to give this one to UV, Matt Turner. Broke through the line several times today and really frustrated Ben Brannigan, a guy who is elusive at the quarterback position. And I just thought he made tackle after tackle for the Storm.
Yeah, he did. He made tackle after tackle for the Storm. And if he wasn't the lead tackler, he was finishing him off, you know, as the assisting tackler. But the other thing he did, he probably had four or five that I can remember that there were tackles for loss.
Yeah, he was right there all day, so congratulations to him. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO is in Sydney, and they support youth in our local communities. They're happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO, and ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question today, Ben Brannigan, the quarterback, the leader of this Delhi team. I think that is easy to see when you watch them play. Just cool, calm, collected, threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown. Anytime it broke down, whether it was a punt or an extra point, he turned it into points somehow. Easy pick today for our all-purpose player.
Yeah, he did it all. You're absolutely right, Nate. He, you know, the two plays that I remember really freshly are the extra point that was a high snap, and he beat the guy to the corner and got 2 points instead of one. And then at the fourth down and another 30 yeah. yards or something, whatever it was, he fielded a high snap and it went through his hands, and we thought he was just going to fall on it. You know, it was at that time of the game,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't. He picked it up and beat the guys to the outside again and picked up a first down. You know, I mean, he just extended drives all day long, and, you know, he runs the show.
He does.
He absolutely just runs the show for the Bulldogs, and I would be very happy to have that young man on my side.
Yeah, whether he's playing wide receiver like he did last year or QB, seems like a kid you can ask him to do anything at any time, he's going to get the job done. So our final score here this afternoon, live from Delaware Academy, is Delhi defeating Unadilla Valley 26-6. The Bulldogs move to 2-0. UV falls to 0-2. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We will be back next Friday night when the Walton Warriors come over to Alumni Field at Sydney High School. Tim, that's going to be a fun one.
It is. It's always a good one because Walton's one of the best-traveled teams in the area. I mean, last night at Unitego, that place was packed. You know,
it sure
and,
was.
And it was on both sides. Now, granted, that was the only game in the area last night, so there were a lot of opposing teams there. But you know what? It was definitely a well watched game, and Walton usually brings a lot of people with them that follow them wherever they go, whether it be in Delaware County or Shenango County, or if it's down in Broome County in the state, you
sure.
know, and whatever. They go wherever they are. They love their crush team.
So we will be back for football next Friday night. We'll have our soccer coverage tonight on Twitter. You can follow our Twitter feed with all the scores that we'll have later this afternoon, whether it be football. I know we're going to have some field hockey, some volleyball scores in there, as well as our soccer scores, all on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Again, a big thanks to Jim Tomeo in the CDO studios. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great afternoon from CDO Sports.